got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Monday again already. What the? How was your weekend? I hope you had an enlightening weekend. I did. It was amazing. Went by fast, but as usual, it just flies by. It's like the sun just coming up and going around the earth and back up again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-7753-773. Is that right? It is all right. 888-775-3773. I see it now, and it makes sense, but almost doesn't sound right. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast all the show, but if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, you're at Omar, that illegal alien guy, press conference, you're trying to fight for him to stay in the country, even though they say he's an illegal and a criminal. You still could be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-515-4131. 615-4131. This is listen line.
I know, but you said
605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. What's up with the numbers today? And then when Garcia is shipped on back to Uganda somewhere, you can go home and podcast the show too. When you leave the rally after they have shipped him back to Uganda. Or not back, but to Uganda. Because he's leaving here. I don't know where he's going, but he's leaving here. According to the Department of Justice. ICE. ICE, ICE, baby. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always lifts me up. And not only is it Monday, we take all calls, but it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
Just shut up and step up.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah. What a mess. What a mess. Yesterday's fellowship, oh, my God. Amazing. I'm not making it up. You can podcast it and check it out yourself at rebuildingdemand.com/church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. And it's for those who have ears to hear. And if you don't have ears to hear, it's not for you. And the proof is there was a young man there. I don't know who he was, but at the end, he said he didn't understand anything that was said. Anything. He was like, this doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. And blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I realized it's not for you then. It wasn't for him. Because most people don't love the truth. They don't want the truth. And the truth is not going to impose on you at all. It's not going to impose on you. It will just leave you in the dark and let you suffer and don't bother you at all. Because just because you don't want it, it doesn't mean that it's going to impose on you. And so it's for those, it's crazy how that, I use the word crazy for the lack of, I mean, for the sake of conversation. It's crazy how that is to one person who wanted to will hear and they awaken from it, from the darkness. One person right next to that person can hear it, and they go sleep. They go deeper into darkness. It doesn't make sense. That is interesting to me, and I love knowing it, really. So check it out. It was amazing. And I didn't deal with yesterday's biblical question. Last week, biblical question. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? James, which one? I didn't ask anybody in the audience because of time. And I'm going to ask the anchor baby. Oh, let me get Derek, Lord. Derek is a little Bible thumper. And a Nazi. And a little coon. And everything that you should not be. I want to just quickly ask my expert. Derek, come here for a minute. About the biblical question, because we did not deal with it yesterday. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. He black. These are my experts for the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. To my far left and your right, I disavow, but it's Hake of the Hake Report and the expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. What do you disavow?
Whatever I need to disavow, I disavow it. Just tell me what I need to disavow, and I will. I shall.
And then to over there, right next to Hake, is my producer, Derek, and an expert here on the show, better known as a coon, a Nazi, a Bible thumper. Any more things?
Flat earther.
And a flat, oh, God, a flat earther. Can it get any bad, any worse?
Oh, Trinitarian.
What's that?
Somebody who believes in the Trinity.
What?
Somebody who believes in the Trinity.
Oh, you believe in the Trinity?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That all three are God.
How you believe? Well,
I read something that had me thinking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And then to my far right, the American anchor baby. And the whole, and the expert here. Dang,
what's up?
Oh, nothing. I feel Zoom. I feel under the microscope. I feel all huge.
I'll fix that. Keep going.
Yeah. And then anchor baby all small.
There we go. I don't even see him.
Oh, he was there. Boom. He's there.
Oh, there he is.
Look at him way off in the
distance.
And
now I'm going to make myself bigger.
Nice.
I wish amazing. I could do that in real life.
So, Derek, which do you believe in? the Bible or Jesus?
I remember you said we could say both, so I'll say both.
So you believe in the Bible and Jesus?
Yeah.
And why?
They're synonymous, so that just means, you know, they're one and the same. There's a scripture that talks about the Word becoming flesh, and that flesh is Jesus. So, yeah, I believe in both.
I don't know what you mean by how could a book be synonymous?
So I said there's a scripture that talks about the Word becoming flesh.
So you think it meant the Bible became flesh?
Yeah, the Word.
What Word?
The words in the Bible, meaning the Word.
What?
The Bible is the Word.
Of what?
It's just the Word, you know.
Of what?
The Word of Christ.
Oh.
Yeah. The Word of God.
And
I say that.
So, So the Bible is the Word of God?
Right. The Bible is the Word of God.
Why do you say it's the Word of God?
Because it's God. Well, why do I say it's the Word of God?
Uh-huh. Why you say the Bible is the Word of God?
Well, the Bible all points back to Jesus.
Why do you say the Bible is the Word of God?
Well, because it talks about God. It's all about God. So the Bible is the Word of God. There's even scripture that says it's the Word.
It's a book that's talking about God. Yeah. You say it's the Word of God.
Well, not as plainly as you're kind of putting it. But
Oh, you want me to make it complicated?
It is a complicated thing, but...
So you're saying that because the Bible is a book that talks about God, that means it's the Word of God.
Well, there's a little more to that. There's commandments in there, and there's stories in there, and there's accounts of Jesus in there, but and the people that wrote it.
So it's a book about God.
Right.
And that means it's the Word of God.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like you're going to take this somewhere else. It's a book about God. So if I was to write a book about God, would that be called the Bible?
Right.
Like, no.
Why not?
Because you know what the Bible is. It consists of... and do we have to break this down?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on. But yeah, the Bible and Christ, they're one and the same. All scripture, I just found out that all scripture really points back to Jesus. Like, even in Genesis, that was interesting. So,
okay.
But, yeah.
Hank.
Yes.
Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
I only believe in the Bible. I don't believe in Jesus at all. Because I say that because I don't.
What a flat earth, huh?
Because
a round earth.
What a round earth.
Yeah.
I feel like I. Okay, maybe not at all. not at all.
Oh.
But I feel like one of Jesus' disciples, you know how his disciples didn't know him really at all.
Right.
They agreed with him. They agreed with the Bible at the time.
Yeah.
Those who knew anything of it. And
the Torah, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
But they just didn't get him. And so they got all puffed up and into different things that weren't about what he was about. So, and it's kind of like you can know the Bible and you can know what Jesus says and stuff like that, but it doesn't mean that you know him.
So let me send you the call. I see your calls coming in, and Derek going to get to you in a minute. You are on hold, so just be patient. So you just believe in what? The Bible, not in Jesus?
The Bible, yeah.
And why do you believe in the Bible?
I was raised on it, and it a lot of it really rings true. A lot of it I don't get, but a lot of it really rings true to me. And I refer back to it in, like, I don't know. I am like a... There's definitely a lot of stuff that I question about it and about my fellow people who are all into the Bible. But, yeah.
How do you believe in the Bible? How do you do that?
Just agree. Intellectually, I agree with it overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you believe in the Bible, not in Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's not right.
I feel like it's not honest to say that I would believe in Jesus. I mean, the right answer is I believe in Jesus. But I don't think that it would be honest of me to say that I believe in Jesus. Because I don't think that it would. I think my life would be different.
He's in his feelings. It doesn't feel right. Sorry about that.
Anchor Baby, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
You know, I actually ended up believing in the Bible a little bit. And I say that ended up because I was examining myself. Growing up, I wasn't really into Christianity. There was a time when I was really young, but I remember rejecting that and judging my own family over it. It was really what that was about. I judged them, hypocrisy or whatever. And so I was like, this stuff is a lie. And I never really thought about it much, but way later in life, maybe finding you a little bit and all that, I'm like, okay, the Bible, I got an idea in my head about Christianity. And I'm like, okay, let me read this a little bit. And I didn't really got that into it, but it's funny. I find it funny to examine myself and to find myself believing in it in a similar way that I judged others in just believing in stuff. So it's funny. I just picked it up. I picked up a little bit of belief in the Bible because I had this idea that Christianity is true. It's good. And so I picked it up a little bit.
I see this as, are you intellectual or are you spiritual?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I see this kind of as a question of, are you intellectual or are you spiritual?
I don't know. I don't think you have to be that intellectual to consume the Bible because you're just accepting.
That's what intellectuals do. They consume the Bible.
No. Intellectuals don't. I mean, reading, I guess, is an intellectual activity, but you don't have to be an intellectual to consume the Bible, right?
Since I believe in the Bible says in like the Psalms somewhere, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Right.
But people lean on their own understanding of the Bible.
Right. Amazing.
I think that's why you got to exegete scripture, interpret scripture with scripture. You guys need to Bible thump. Maybe not Bible.
What that mean?
Exegete? What? Who's that?
Oh.
What word did you say?
Oh, you're just basically interpreting scripture with scripture. So you're taking a scripture and you're interpreting it with another scripture.
And that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're not involved in the process at all.
But you're interpreting scripture with scripture?
Yeah.
You don't mind doing that?
Yeah. You've got to have some type of an intellectual mind to comprehend.
And so, Anchor Baby, you believe in the Bible but not in Jesus?
A little bit. And then I thought about the second part of the question, and I don't really know what that means, to believe in Jesus. And I first thought that he didn't even say that, but I think he did.
What?
I think somewhere in the Bible he did say, believe in me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So first I thought he didn't even say that. But I really don't know what that means. I got to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe I know a little bit, but.
Oh. That scripture that I was mentioning earlier, that was John chapter 1, verse 14.
What did it say?
It says, let me go back, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Watch your tapping of the thing.
Sorry.
And that means what to you?
Hey, that tells me that Jesus is the Word. And if you want a relationship with the Father, you have to have a relationship with Jesus. Sorry about that. I was thinking. Yeah, so you got to read your Bible, man.
Okay, I do. A little bit. Sometimes.
All the time. An hour a day.
At one point, I was reading the Bible only and not praying. So-called.
Why were you doing that?
Because I didn't really get the praying thing.
You said, I didn't get that stuff.
You got
And then I, when I started to try to pray, it was like all mess. You know.
That's real.
So what? Because of time, one last question about that. If God said only have faith in God, why do y'all believe in anything else other than that? Only believe in God. Mm-hmm. Why do you believe in anything other than that?
Why do we believe in...
Why do you,
because...
God said only believe in him.
Yeah.
So why are you believing in the Bible and in Jesus?
Whoa. I see... Well, first, I kind of see you're separating Jesus from the Bible, but...
No, I said God said...
Mm-hmm.
I haven't separated anything.
Yeah.
But God said to only have faith in him, in God.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have faith in the Bible and Jesus?
Because that's a part of God. The word, being that the word.
So if that a part of just, God, yeah. Why would he say only have faith in God, in him?
Right. And I'm the word is with God. That's
no, I'm asking you, if yeah. God say only have faith in him.
Yeah.
Why are you having faith in the Bible and Jesus?
Because the Bible is Christ. The Word was made flesh. So the Bible
God
is Christ.
And it's
100% true, so you can rely on it.
Did God say have faith in God or in the Bible or in him?
You said have faith in God.
Did God say have faith in him or in the Bible?
In him, in God.
So why do you have faith in the Bible then?
Because... you can see the Bible as God, because and you forgot. I said I was a Trinitarian.
Super satanic.
You forgot. I said I was a Trinitarian. So I'm viewing Jesus and the Bible as one, synonymous, because the Word was made flesh.
So why would God tell you to have faith in Him then?
Why would God say have faith in Him? Because, like I said, you've got to lean on the Father. You can't lean on your own understanding. Like Hake said. Because you're super wicked, you're super satanic.
You do what?
Will you do what?
Will you do what?
When you lean on your own understanding. That's what I'm talking about. You see, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Trinitarian?
James, nice. If God said only have faith in him, why do you believe in the Bible?
Maybe because I don't know what it means to believe in him.
Oh, okay.
You know, you get different ideas about what God is, and then you're basing your belief off some idea about it, which takes you in all kinds of wrong directions.
So, Nick, when God said have faith in him, why do you believe in the Bible?
Because I'm scary. Or why do they say? Because I'm scared.
Of what?
Because it's fear. Just it's you grow up, like just looking at my own life, kind of how I was describing how I picked up, right? I just got this idea that, you know what, maybe it's time to find God. It's like trying to find him in the Bible, right? And you really do that out of fear, desperation, something. You're just like, right, you're whacked out, you're like, I need some help or something. But you go with what you think you should because you hear it's something you should do.
Okay.
So I think that's why. And it's a really humbling experience to like kind of pick that up and be like kind of Bible thump a little bit like inside and like look at myself and see how silly that is and kind of acting like the people I judged. It's a humbling experience that can happen to someone. That could just happen to you.
Amazing.
Even though I was like, wow, I'm too smart for that.
Shout out to Josh from Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Josh was at the meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Shout out, Josh.
Shout out to Josh.
That's your first time meeting him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been here before.
Yeah, I was kind of spooked out by him because when I was coming to the front to put the fan on you, he was just smiling at me, looking. I was just looking at him. I was like, why is this guy smiling at me so much with his beard? Man, I was just like, the Memphis in me came out. Stop smiling at me, bro. But I forgot.
It's funny. In my mind, I see Josh. It sounds like Josh like an older person. Mm-hmm. like an older guy, big fat guy, something like that. But when you see him, he's younger, he's well built, and real tall.
Yeah. He was tall, bro. I was yeah.
Shout out to Josh from Georgia.
Shout out to Josh.
A true Israelite.
A true Israelite.
Oh. With that beard. Oh.
He is.
He's an Israelite.
Yeah, his Israelite name is Joshua.
Oh. Oh. Deep.
It is.
Shout nice. Out to Joshua.
Nice.
From Georgia.
If all the Israelites were like him, I would believe them.
Me too. Oh. That's cool. So I got a rubber. Let me add. The new biblical question is, how have you, well, I do the new thing once y'all leave.
Nice.
But let me ask, did you know that the self, yourself, hate God?
Yeah.
And can never enter into the kingdom?
yeah, I do.
What do you mean by
without,
that?
Because without Jesus, without his blood, yeah, I wouldn't be able to get into the kingdom. So, yeah, I agree with you.
James, did you know the self? Hate Jesus, I mean, hate God, and can never enter into the kingdom.
I didn't think of it that way, but now that you mention it, yes.
How about you, Anchor Baby? Did you know that the self hate God and can never enter into the kingdom?
I don't know if I knew that. It's just hearing you say that because of what I know about the self. It makes total sense. But
okay.
I don't know if I knew that.
Amazing.
Let me mute the mic for you, sir.
Oh, I had.
No, it's just we're all open.
No.
Here, but, oh. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, well, all of our other mics are picking up your coughs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have a cough drop I'm going to take in a minute.
Nice.
Okay, thank you, guys. My experts.
Mic. Oh,
thank you.
Amazing.
Hold on.
I got you're supposed pages. To answer that, Bill. You're supposed to give your 2 cents.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to give your 2 cents.
God said to have faith in God, he didn't say to have faith in Jesus. Or in the Bible, and you have faith in Jesus by seeing and understanding the message that he brought. But the people miss that part, and they just believe in the man, and they don't get to God because they believe in the man. They don't hear the message, because if they heard the message, they would overcome. They give Jesus all kind of names, and they set Jesus in a position, put Jesus in a position where they can never know God because they have made him God. He brought a special message. And when you hear that message and you believe the message, you believe into God. But they start with the image of Jesus. Amazing.
I see.
Really amazing. Because you hear all these modern day Christians saying, oh, Jesus this, Jesus that.
Yeah.
And even the liberals are using Jesus against the Christians.
Yeah. Even Jesus said, I came to bring you a message. And then they made the message into God.
The word.
Whoa.
I've been hearing
he
stuff.
He brought the word.
He brought a message. He brought the truth. The truth was in him. And the truth was delivered to us through him. But then they made Jesus God. They came up with a Trinity.
I understand it now.
Do you really?
I understand
it. Yeah. Because in the scripture, God the Father referred to Jesus as God.
No, he doesn't.
It's somewhere, I believe, in 1 Corinthians. I could be butchering it. It might be in Luke, but I believe it's in 1 Corinthians.
When Jesus was confronted with supposedly calling himself God, he said, is it not written, I have said ye are gods?
Right.
So is he when he was called, when he was accused of calling himself God, he said everybody's or the judges.
We don't have enough
God.
Time to break that
Satan
scripture
was using
down.
That?
God said, "You were born men, or something like that." But I have said, "Ye are gods," meaning they are judges.
Jesus said that
back in the old days.
Yeah. Amazing! Thank you, guys.
All right,
I
got to
take a break. And when I come back, I give you the new biblical question. And super chats. And your phone calls. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week. And this one, oh my Lord, not yours, Lord. How have you treated yourself all your life? How have you treated yourself all your life? Have you treated yourself? Is it all of your life or all your life? How have you treated yourself? Isn't that an amazing question? Think about that. How have you treated yourself all of your life? Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. You don't want to miss the Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Right after the Hake Report from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby on fire. Did y'all see it on last Friday? My God. And don't forget to support us on in the social media world. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Support us. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, and PILLED.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, comment, and do all those things. Y'all know what to do, right? I want to just tell you this. And I've said over and over again, it's not going to get better on earth. It's going to get worse. You know how some people say, well, it's going to get worse, but it will get better. No, it won't. It's not going to get better because of human beings' hearts are wicked. And, but for you, if you were to and do what you want, right? If you were to return to the Father, in spite of what's happening on earth while you live here, it will be fine for you. You will have no inner fear. You will be aware and you will be protected. And you will, but you got to overcome the world. And you got to overcome the world inside of you and outside of you if you want to be free. if you want to be free. In L.A., I'm looking at Gavin Newsom trying to imitate Donald Trump. He's trying to do everything and act like and say what Trump says, and he thinks he's getting somewhere with that, as though nobody else recognizes he's trying to act like Trump. The Democrats don't know what to do with themselves at this point. They're just out of control. And so the Democrats in California, the so-called government, is bad in California. They don't care. Gavin Newsom only cares about Gavin Newsom. And whatever he can do to deceive the Democratic voters, he's working on that. He'll be whatever you need him to be in order to try to be the next president. Why California is just falling apart. KTLA 5 is reported. A woman best known for hosting the show Selling Mega Mansions recalled the frightening moment she was knocked to the ground and robbed while walking in Beverly Hills. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Camille Anderson, known for her role on the show Selling Mega Mansions, says it started as a nice Saturday night out in Beverly Hills.
We decided to walk from a restaurant on Cannon to one that was just a few blocks away, 9 p.m. at night, nothing out of the ordinary.
Anderson and her friend were near Santa Monica Boulevard in Cannon when she says two men robbed and assaulted her.
I could see someone in the alleyway. I didn't think much of it, and it happened so quickly. They lunged at me, tried to take my purse. I tensed up. It was just my natural reaction. And because they didn't get the purse the first attempt, the person slammed me to the ground. All I could think of was to start screaming.
She says it happened quickly. The men jumped into a getaway car and took off. Bystanders called 911 while she was on the ground. Beverly Hills police arrested three suspects and identified them as 23-year-old Vlad Oganisian, 45-year-old Gregorian Vaughn, and 25-year-old Razmik Papikian. They faced charges related to robbery and conspiracy. Her purse was later recovered in the suspect vehicle, and according to court records, the suspects have been released on bond.
Isn't that amazing? They have already released them. And it's going to get worse. If you doubt it, just ask Europe. They let all those illegals into their country. It's a mess now. Same thing happening here. The Democrats let all these people into the country. And Karabakh and Newsom refused to bring the police back. They refuse to bring back bail bonds. They don't want to. And they are defending illegals. Think about that. They fight to keep the illegals here. Did you ever imagine that you would see something like that from your government? Think about it. It's just going to get worse. And you keep voting in the same people. Think about this. I got you a lot to think about. Gavin Newsom and Karabakh did nothing about the fires where it burned down people's homes and things like that. And they have not helped the people recover or anything. They said Barrett Bass was out of the country at some stupid African something. Gavin Newsom, they said they wouldn't even have waters here to put the fire out. And Gavin Newsom and Karabakh, the so-called mayor of L.A., are fighting to keep illegals in this country. Did you ever imagine? And according to the weather report, we're about to have a heat wave coming to L.A. What will Karabakh and Gavin Newsom do now? Fox 11 is reporting a dangerous heat wave is set to bake Southern California over the next several days. Watch this from Fox 11.
This is a dangerous heat event. This a recurrence rate of this particular magnitude is once every 2 to 4 years or so.
The hot weather has people seeking shade and cutting their time outdoors short.
We literally were going on our walk and we're like, okay, this is way too hot.
Also top of mind for these friends.
You concerned about fire risk with this increased heat?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that earlier this morning when I first got outside. But, I mean, hopefully it's not so dry. So hopefully, you know, things will be good and there won't be any more fires like what we had.
It's top of mind for city officials, too, especially given how the weather contributed to the Palisades and Eaton fires earlier this year.
I want to assure Angelenos that we are prepared.
Governor Newsom has ordered additional resources, including ground and air crews, to be pre-positioned throughout the weekend in Los Angeles County, ready to tackle any fire that sparks.
I wonder if the people up in Malibu and other areas believe that. Do you believe Caribas? Caribas has no clue of how to be a mayor at all. 888, what a mess. The people get the kind of government they vote in. You get what you deserve. You vote these people in, you get, this is what you get. Because they didn't get there just by walking in. You voted them in. And it's crazy that it's been reported ever since Gavin Newsom tried to imitate Trump, there are Democratic voters who supported him. The hatred of Trump is greater than voting in someone that's going to do right by the state. Let me go to Canada and talk to Parth, I believe. Is he a first-timer? Parth. Parth, you are on the air.
Hey, T. How are you today?
All is well.
So, well, happy Men's History Month, first of all.
Absolutely. Happy Men's History Month.
Right, great. So the reason I'm calling is yesterday morning, my father passed away all of a sudden, and it was just unexpected. He had a heart attack in his sleep. I wasn't there. My parents were in a different city. So I got the call, and I had been working on myself for about a year now. I discovered your work about a year ago, mm-hmm. and I forgave, did the silent prayer. I'm doing the silent prayer twice a day, sometimes more, and it's just been amazing. And when I heard the news, like, there was, like, this initial shock. But after that, it was just, like, I don't want to use the word, like, nothingness, but just kind of like a peace. And it's odd because, like, all of my family members are calling me, and they're all saying I'm sorry. Everyone's sad and, like, making a big drama about it. And I understand because, like, I would have been in that situation too if I hadn't started working on myself. And throughout the day, like, the thoughts also started bombarding me. Like, I just went about my day as normal, which I wouldn't have been able to do if I hadn't been working on myself. And the thoughts kept coming, like, you should be sad. Your dad died. You should be sad. You should sit there and cry. You should mope. You shouldn't go about your day as normal. What's wrong with you? But I just watched the thoughts, and they're still coming. Like, they're still bombarding me, and I didn't really react to them. So I just wanted to get your take on the situation. Like, it seems to me, like, now that I can see a little bit, like, the way we react to the death of somebody close to us, it seems like a drama. Like, nobody really means they're sorry, or, like, as you say, like, all that hooping and hollering and sadness. Like, what's your take on that? It seems like a, now it seems just kind of like a fake drama, like theater to me.
Well, it's all an act. When people cry like that and carry on and pretend they care, it's just a thrill. And they're putting on an act, emotional act. It's nothing more than that. And so far you're dealing with it perfectly. you know, Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. This is how dead people act when someone dies. Dead mean that they're unconscious. They can't see, and they're into their thoughts and emotions. And so it's just all about the thrill. And don't judge them. Just realize they can't see, they're asleep. And you go on with your life, and may your father's soul rest in peace. You're dealing with it perfectly.
Thank you. And I really have to thank you, Jesse, because if I hadn't started working on myself and if I hadn't discovered you, I would have been in their shoes. I completely understand. I would have been moping. I would have been crying. I would have been sad. I would have, I'd actually feel guilty for just going about my day as normal. And yeah, so I just have to thank you for that. So
when
it's normal.
You stay with it. And you're going to see everything will become clearer and clearer for you.
Right. And I don't know what your take on this is. Last night I was kind of reflecting a bit, and just the thought came into my mind, and it said, it said something like, well, they're not really your family anyway. Like, it was something like that. Like, nobody really belongs to anyone else. I don't know if you know what I mean. Like, we're all kind of alone.
Well, I don't quite know what you mean, but I wouldn't pay attention to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time.
Okay. So yeah, I just wanted to get your take on how I'm dealing with it, right?
It's perfectly weird. And don't let anyone around you try to force you to become emotional. And if you should share a few tears, then let them come and just let them pass. Don't get all wrapped up in them.
Right. That's what it is. Like, the family's texting me. Like, some people texted me maybe 4 or 5 times a day saying, I'm sorry. I'm like, well, you're a distant cousin who I haven't spoken to in maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're
it's just for the thrill of it. They can't help
right.
it. They can't see.
Right.
All right.
Right.
I wish
right.
you well, man. And may your father's soul rest in peace.
Oh, okay, thank you, Jesse. I just have one more question, just a practical question.
Okay.
So for your church services and your bond meetings, you do those all year round. Like, there's no times that they're canceled, because I'd like to come to L.A. sometime to see you guys in, the coming weeks.
Yeah, I do every Sunday, but make sure you check first before you come. Make sure I'm going to be there.
Okay, you'll put any cancellations on your website.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thanks.
Oh, amazing. Let me go to Maria out of New York. Maria, you are on the air. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
How you doing?
All is well.
Good. What I was going to say was, I was calling because you guys were talking about who do you believe in, Jesus or the Bible?
Last week, biblical question, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
Well, I was going to say, I heard what you said to them. I didn't watch the Sunday Fellowship this week, but I heard what you were talking about. When you said God, that made a lot of sense to me, but I was going to say in Jesus. Because Jesus is the Son of God, and the Bible is just written by man. I do believe, though, a lot of the Bible is inspired by what's inside of some of those men who really were going by the Holy Spirit. So I believe there's a lot of truth in the Bible, and I believe that there's also not truth because, they're corrupt people like all of us, and we just have to determine what's truth and what's not truth. And the only way to do that would to be, you have to know God for yourself. Otherwise, it'll be impossible just using the Bible.
And so do you believe in Jesus or God?
God. Now that you said that, it makes more sense to me.
Why did you believe in Jesus beforehand?
Because I felt like he's more special because he's the Son of God.
What do you mean special?
like, um, He's better than anybody else.
In what way?
Because he's perfect.
Oh, okay. And so now you change your mind and you just believe in God?
Yeah, I think that makes more sense.
Okay.
To believe in God more because God is the creator of all things. And
do you want to respond to the biblical question, the new biblical question?
Okay.
How have you treated yourself all of your life?
I would say poorly.
And why would you say that?
Because I haven't. Well, actually, I'm not really doing it. You know, I've been doing the silent prayer now. So the truth is, what I'm feeling right, what I'm thinking right now is I don't think that I was doing it, but the not me was abusing myself, which would clearly be Satan or evil.
And so how have you, James, is it all of your life or just all your life? How have you treated yourself? Which one is correct, James?
That's a whole. Oh.
Well, so how have you treated yourself all of your life?
That's a hard one to answer for me because on one hand, I would have said poorly because of all the negative things that I told myself but now I know it's the thoughts telling me this. So I don't think that I was the one actually abusing myself. I think it was evil abusing. But if you're in the spirit, you can't really be abused anyway.
So how have you treated yourself all your life?
I don't know how to answer it. I don't know how to answer that. Because I have an understanding, like, really, I've been doing the silent prayer now, and I have been watching my thoughts and stuff, and I have kind of understand that it really isn't me. They come and go, and the feelings come and go from happy to sad to happy to all kinds of things.
Okay.
And how could that? This has really been a delusion. So many things, and if you just stay in the moment. You know, it's really all that hell, a lot of that hell is going away. Although I have been seeing a lot more bad things in me and in other people. And then that affects me. But then I know because I get all crazy about that. And then now I'm knowing that by looking at that, like, why is that making me upset? You know? That's ego, too. And it's crazy, Jesse, because I realize now everything is ego.
Almost
everything.
Well, thank you for responding to the biblical question. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing.
Okay. Oh, Jesse, one more question.
Yes.
The silent prayer. I've just been doing it from your video. Am I supposed to? Well, eventually, it's
no.
Supposed to
eventually,
do it on my own.
Eventually, you will naturally do it on your own. Let that happen naturally. All right.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. The hate news is coming now. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
some serious mess going on in the world. A little bit of cleanup with our greatest president. But they're fighting, the messy people are fighting against the cleaning of it up. Typical. What's new? Nothing. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. August 25th, happy Men's History Month, and shout out to the females on this fine female Monday. And there's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, okay? And we will be right back to your calls, more great stories, and your super chats. We see them. We appreciate them. We shall read them, if the Lord be willing. All right. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that there's a lottery tickets, you degenerate gamblers. I disclaim it. Shout out. Have you bought a ticket for tonight's big lottery drawing? Asks Commie Nonsense Network. They want you to be gambling and throwing away your money. If one lucky person selects all six numbers, they'll win the 10th largest jackpot in Powerball history. Terrible. Degenerate. And Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on the crime crackdown that Trump is doing, cleaning up the mess, and they're fighting against him on it. In the first week after the white on the inside White House, run by a man for once, right, for a change, effectively seized control of Washington, D.C.'s police force and deployed thousands of federal agents and troops in the district, the city saw a moderate drop in reported crime. Very nice. And a huge spike in immigration arrests. Also very nice. Because it's just the right thing to do. Now, our greatest president, Trump, is vowing to conduct similar crackdowns in cities located in blue states because those cities are the worst crime-ridden cities and full of sanctuary, a sanctuary for illegal aliens and all kinds of mess that's not right. Against the will of the Democrat leaders, of course, GOP governors from six states have announced that they're sending troops to the nation's capital to assist in the crackdown. You heard about that, I think, at least in for some cases. 10 other cities in those states had higher rates of violent crime or homicide than D.C. last year. Probably a certain population is dominant. In a statement, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said the president is attempting to manufacture a crisis. Oh, Lord. Downplaying and ignoring the crime. Politicize Americans who serve in uniform and continue abusing his power to distract from the pain he is causing working families. What a commie, huh? Typical J.B. Pritzker. And immigration. The Trump administration suffering a legal and political setback late last week when a so-called judge ruled that the federal government could not deny funding to Boston, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, and 30 other cities and counties because of policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration efforts. You know how they drag their feet and do stuff to hide the illegals and protect the illegals from deportation? The U.S. District Judge William Orrick, O-R-R-I-C-K, not a woman, incidentally, at least not outwardly, maybe on the inside. He extended a preliminary injunction blocking the administration from cutting off or conditioning the use of federal funds for so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. This William Orrick so-called judge also blocked the federal government from imposing immigration-related conditions on two grant programs. The cities and counties that sued said billions of dollars were at risk. They want their free federal money, but they want to drag their feet and stop federal immigration law from being enforced. Terrible. And they don't want to help. What a mess. There's a typhoon going around, I guess, in Vietnam. Typhoon Kajiki, K-A-J-I-K-I. Schools, businesses, and airports in Vietnam, have closed today due to Typhoon Kajiki. According to the country's National Weather Forecast Agency, it has sustained wind, this powerful storm, of 103 miles an hour. That's flying. The equivalent of a Category 2 Atlantic hurricane, this typhoon is. So be careful over there, you Vietnamese people. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour two.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question, for those who want to know themselves, know thyself. And it's amazing once you truly get to know yourself, all right? So it's for you. It's not for everybody. Most human beings, men and women around the world, love their misery. They love their hell. They love their hell. And if you try to point the way out, they'll get mad at you. So it's not for you. It's only for the men and women who want to overcome misery, loneliness, depression, anger, resentment, suicidal thoughts, fear, anxiety, jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, your hell. Up and down thrills, your hell is for you. How have you treated yourself all your life? How have you treated yourself all your life? I want to put of so badly in there, of your life, but I'm being told you can say all your life. How have you treated yourself? Really? How have you treated yourself all your life? All your life makes sense too. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, trying to hold a rally for Kilmar Garcia because you don't want him shipped out of the country, even though it's being reported that he trafficked people, he's a gang member, he's in trouble, illegal alien, and you still find it necessary because you have fake love and you want to pretend that you care to get attention, so you're going to the rally. You can podcast the show, or if you're just going working out or whatever, but you still, at the rally, you can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comment, and we're going to get to your super chat, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And though we take all calls, the ladies call, we take them first and right away, because Monday is and will always be Female Monday.
I
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
So long. Remember when America was an amazing country? And remember when illegals were not allowed to just flow into our country, America? And remember that you never imagined that one day voters, citizens of America and government of America would be trying to fight to protect illegal aliens in our country. Remember those good old days? They're gone. And they're gone because we have allowed so many illegals to come into our country that the government are supporting them to get the vote, because a lot of them end up in the inner cities where the cities are controlled by non-white people. And these people know that if they didn't have the illegal aliens, they would not be able to maintain office. Our country, my country, is now a third world country. And it's so many people here and so many people on the wrong side of the law that it's never going to get right. It's never going to get right again. And American whites, as they've done in Africa, mommy Africa, are under attack. Like, it's a genocide in America about white people. That's not going to change either. I want my country back, but it's not coming back. I have accepted it. I never, for one time in my whole life, imagined this country has changed so much it's not even funny. And I never imagined that one day, the government, the right-o Republicans and Democrats would be protecting illegal criminals. And everyone who has come into this country illegally, broke the law, you're a criminal, whether you stole something else or not. Fox 29, did you ever imagine seeing this on TV in America? Kilmar Garcia surrendered to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Baltimore on Monday, just days after his release from jail. ICE alerted his attorneys on Friday that he could be deported to Uganda and was ordered to report to authorities. Watching from Fox News.
He's become sort of a political martyr of sorts for the Democrat Party. And so you've got this gathering of folks. He's there with his, we believe, his wife.
Holding hands. Yep.
And that would be the when his girl, when she was his girlfriend, the person who accused him of beating her.
Yeah, Tom Homan says he's not going to walk the streets of this nation. His family can go with him if you're worried about separation, because he's leaving, he says. He's going to get deported. He said he's a criminal alien, a member of MS-13. He's a wife beater. He's a human trafficker, and he's been indicted for human trafficking in alien smuggling, and he's already been removed twice by two different federal judges.
Amazing. And his wife, so-called wife beater, who said they beat her, she up there holding his hand like all of a sudden. He is this nice guy. And they bought him a shirt and they dressed him up, got him a nice little haircut. Did you ever think that you would see this in America? This is not in Guatemala. This is not in Mexico. This is not in Allahuabad country. It's in America. And these people standing around him, it's not about him. is about the thrill they're getting from pretending that they care about him. And unfortunately, it's going to get worse. These people act like they love the illegals more than they love the citizens of America. And I want you to know that anyone, and I love how Holman said, you can take your wife and your family with you. You ain't got to leave them behind. That's no problem, no problem. Take them with you. Where they go? If they love him, oh, my poor husband, go, he's been, the father being taken away, go with him. Nobody keeps you, telling you to stay. The man go home. Go home with him. And anyone that is supporting illegal aliens, in 2019, the Prince George County Police Gang Unit validated Garcia as a member of MS-13 when he was arrested. He was found with rolls of cash and drugs and was with two other members of MS-13. Where did you get that from, Derek? What? Homelandsecurity.gov. I'm talking to Derek in my ears here. Anyone that's in favor, supporting illegal alien, and you're advocating for it, you are supporting, you're giving support to the killing of Americans. You're supporting that. You pretend like you love the illegal alien more than you love the American citizens. ABC 7 is reported, a mother of three was found dead after going missing in Lancaster, California. The sheriff's department says her husband has now fled the country. One neighbor shared surveillance video showing her husband dragging something large and wrapped in fabric. Watch this from ABC 7.
Troubling surveillance video shows suspected killer Jose Ma Cabrera passing his neighbor's Ring camera as he pulls a large object wrapped in fabric.
He's dragging like some kind of a blanket with something inside. Probably he had the body in there. That's what I'm thinking.
An unsettling conclusion for Mario Sanchez, the Lancaster neighbor who captured the footage, sharing what he knew about Cabrera and his 33-year-old wife, Shayla Gutierrez, who was found dead in the Angeles National Forest 3 days ago.
I never had any interaction with the husband. He always seems like mad all the time. But with the wife, she was pretty nice.
LA County Sheriff's investigators say the mother of three's body was discovered over the side of an embankment, wrapped in a similar material as what was seen on the Ring camera. A search for answers in her death and a search for her husband, who is believed to be in Peru.
Amazing. So you still gonna hold your little illegal rallies and support criminals? The husband initially told others his wife was taken by ICE. ICE, baby. And those who knew his wife, they held a small protest. God bless them. Watch him from ABC 7.
I'm very depressed, but I have to be strong for my grandchildren, says Gutierrez's mother. Cabrera reportedly giving her and other family members various accounts of his wife's whereabouts after she went missing more than a week ago. First claiming she was taken by ICE, later saying she left with another man, and then that she suffered an accident. Those who knew Gutierrez holding a small vigil with signs that read justice for Shayla. One friend saying in Spanish, because she didn't have family here in the United States, we are her voice in the moment, and that's what we ask for.
That's right. You're her voice. A voice for the voiceless. All for the thrill of it. This is happening in America. Think about that. And this is worse than slavery could have ever been, so forget about slavery. And because, and due to the rise in crime, we got to see more situations like this from Fox News. A Texas homeowner fatally shot two masked men late Friday after they posed as officers serving a warrant and open fired on the house. Watch this from WHOU 11.
How queer was Jesus? He was an observant.
What? How queer was Jesus? What the? Okay, here we go.
Bullet holes riddling the front door, windows shattered, a violent reminder of what happened here overnight.
Counted them, a total of 22.
A neighbor describing the barrage of gunfire she heard around 11 Saturday night on Belknap Drive in southeast Houston. She didn't want to show her face but lives nearby. She says hearing gunfire isn't unusual here, but this one felt different. According to detectives, two men wearing ski masks, bulletproof vests, and badges around their necks claimed they were police serving a warrant that opened fire through the front door.
Yeah, the homeowner just did not believe them.
Inside, the homeowner, his wife, and their child. Police say he shot back, killing both suspects before they could ever get in. Detectives say the family wasn't hurt, but rattled. Their neighbor told us she's grateful they're safe.
I feel sorry for the ones that didn't make it. They shouldn't have been doing that.
This is in America. Think about this. And thank you, Democrats, for making this possible. You're like doing such a fine job. Making America worse again. We're dealing with this in America. Think about it. And it's going to get worse because we got so many illegals now here, and then we have foreigners in our government, and those foreigners in government, they have the same mindset here in America that they had in their foreign countries. So they're bringing their ideas here, destroying my country with them, those ideas. And you vote them in. And you vote them in. I don't know who is worse, the voter or the votees. Jonathan is out of Canada. Jonathan. You are on the air.
Before I ask my question, I got to say, you're talking about problems with America. Sounds like you're talking about Canada, too. It's crazy.
It's insane, man. It's amazing how the white countries are under attack. And other than Donald Trump, there seems to be no one who knows what to do about it. It's mind-blowing.
At this point, I wouldn't mind being the 51st state and having ICE come along. That'd be great.
I bet.
My question to you is, you had a guy a while ago call in, and he said something about the afterlife. I can't quite remember, and he said that there was no afterlife. So what happens after we die?
Repeat that.
Like, you had a guy call in a while ago. You might not remember. All I remember was he said something about, like, the afterlife. I'm assuming he's referring to, like, heaven. And then you had said that there was no afterlife. And my question to you is, so then what happens, like, when we die or after we die? What happens?
I wouldn't think about after you die. I would only think about living.
All right. Well, like,
why would you think about after you die when you haven't succeeded at living?
Well, that's a fair point. But you know how, like, Christians say, like,
why are you doing that?
What am I doing? What?
Thinking about what happens when you die, when you haven't discovered what it is to live.
I guess you got a point there.
Those are questions.
I guess I shouldn't be doing that, but like...
But why are you doing that?
I don't know why then.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know how a lot of Christians say, like, you need to go to heaven after you die, right? And I have a mom that's says crazy things, and I started, like, it felt weird to me, because she always says things like, I just want to die so that I can go be with God and be in heaven. And I'm like, I don't say anything. I'm just thinking, I'm like, that's such a strange thing to say.
And why don't you tell her that she's being weird?
My mom doesn't like it when I'm honest with her, and she doesn't like conflict or anything like that. And I've made her cry a couple of times because I'm like honest with her, and I'm like, well, I don't want to bother her anymore. I've bothered her enough.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Do you live with her?
Oh, good God, no.
Oh, good. But no, I wouldn't think about dying. I would think about living. Learn to live, and then when you learn to live, death wouldn't even be on your mind. Because you will start to see that there's no such thing as death.
That's some sound advice right there.
Yeah, there's only one death, and that is the death of the not you, the false self, the ego death. That's the only death there is.
Huh. All right.
That makes sense.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, that makes sense. That's pretty sound. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Yeah, you too. See you later.
All right, buddy. Soup. Super chat.
Super chat.
He's rushing in like a storm.
Super chats.
Joe, yes, on Friday, said, a text is not a way to forgive someone, though, JLP. Text is the most misunderstood form of communication, one of them. And it's easy for someone not to understand what you're saying.
That's a good point. The best way is to face them, either in person or FaceTime or something like that, right? That's the best way. But if you have no other choice but to phone them or maybe text, that doesn't hurt if you really want to do it. But the best way, of course, is to face them so you can overcome the fear. And Darren, get the phone out there for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Level 99 EV, thank you for taking my call. Jesse, this was on Friday. It was very helpful to hear from you. Preston from Missouri.
Thank you. I wish you well. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, Haitian cat burglar, Florida meow special. A tip from Friday. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but thank you.
There may have been a cat burglar, I guess, in Florida from Haiti. Don't know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, 7 coffees. Why do the blacks talk of cultural appropriation when whites make so-called black music when it was whites who invented the instruments that the blacks made? They're called black music with. Did y'all know IQ is steadily dropping since the 90s? As soon as we entered the information age, people started getting smarter. Smartphones, dumb people. What? Love y'all. The silent prayer is amazing.
Stay with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Eric, 5 coffees. What's wrong with the blacks? I've never heard of a gang-related shooting done by country music fans. Rap culture is gang culture. Warning. Explosion. Mind blown.
That's a good point.
Indeed.
Very good point. And what's wrong with the blacks is that they're angry. They resent their mothers and they're yearning for their father. That's the problem. That's what it is. Nothing else but that. Amazing. Thank you.
Gustavo bought a coffee. Biblical question from last week.
Believe in the Bible or Jesus?
Neither. I could never understand the Bible. And the thoughts usually come out the most whenever I try to read it or listen to it. And all I know about Jesus is that he died for my sins, says Gustavo.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Kid Combo gave a diamond last week. Jesse, can you lift your sleeve up and show everyone you're not that dark? Shocked emoji, brown heart emoji.
No. Thank you. I'm black as the ace of space. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters over in the D-Live crew on Friday. Eric says,
thank you all.
Men's history, shout out to Tamar Boggs, age 15. He witnessed a 5-year-old white girl get kidnapped, followed, and rescued the little girl, according to Eric.
Not aware of the story, but interesting. Yeah, you're right. Interesting. Thank you.
Pretty cool, if true.
Yeah.
Ruben says, Jesse, see you in September. You stay safe now, you hear?
I'll try. Thank you, Ruben. I'll see you in September.
Chris C., Jesse, both my wife and I have forgiven and working on ourselves during the prayer daily and nightly. Now our 4 kids see the light and patience in us, he says.
Right on. Stay with it. And you're right. when if the parents should wake up, the kids are going to see that, and that would guide them back into the right place. Right on. I wish you well. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. And it's good that both of you are working on yourself. That way, the darkness in the one that, if they were not working on themselves, would not try to stop the light in the person that's working on him or herself. Amazing. Stay with it.
Marty on Sunday during church. Happy Sunday, everyone. Much love and amazing.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it. The same to you.
Eric, Lord Goodhair, why can't I bless the chat with Bond memberships? I have to create the memberships for the Bond channel. We have them for JLP and the Fallen State, but not on Bond yet. I am remiss. Thank you, Eric.
We'll get it done. Thank you, Eric.
Bobby Digital, or 8088Y Digital, gifted the can, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla, sitting on the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening come.
There you go.
Musical notes.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. Thank you.
I got the melody wrong. Thank you,
sitting
Daniel.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
No, sitting in the morning sun.
Sitting in the morning sun.
I'll be sitting when the evening come. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Daniel says, "Why we watching you from London. Please do go on, mate. Strong arm, strong arm. God bless you. Are you going to come to London to do some teaching?"
I am. Really, so many people invited me there. I am going. And you stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Appreciate that. Thank you.
G. Fontes on Rumble yesterday with a Rumble rant. Please enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. See yous all next week, God willing, says he.
And the creek don't rise. I did, and I look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Kevin, tithe on tips on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you.
Anthony says, Cracker Barrel kisses butts of colorful woke LGBTQXYZ. Not sure what that means. Taking the balls out of football. What a mess. NFL National Feminist League, rah, rah. My tongue is loose and my mind wild. Freedom, says he.
Amazing. I saw this tweet or X thing from Owen Sawyer.
Yeah.
A good friend, by the way. And he said, concerning Cracker Barrel, he said something like, they are destroying all of the crackers or getting rid of all of the crackers. I wish I had to find this street. I think it was on X. Getting rid of all the crackers. There's only one cracker left now, and that is Cracker Jack. We better watch out. Something like that. It was interesting. They get rid of all. Oh, I can't believe, and yet I do believe because I see it happening, how white people are just giving into all this. They'll get rid of everything that's white and bring in false illusion of what America is about. Why would anyone want, and then they use women to do it. Why would anyone want to change Cracker Barrel? It was such a nice country restaurant. Everything about it, whenever I go back south, back that way, I always, not always, but I go over to Cracker Barrel. What does it say, Jay?
We're down to only one cracker now, Cracker Jack. After the Cracker Barrel BS bogus speech, we must protect Cracker Jack at all costs, said this one guy. And Owen Schroyer quote tweeted that, said, down to the last cracker.
What a mess. Amazing. Terrible. Thank you.
And, okay. So, Josh says, I mean, Anthony says, oh, we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you. What a mess. No more crackers. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Check out our merch, including Punchy's Coffee. It is amazing. Really. It's like, mamma mia. All of our merch is something else. But the coffee is just top it off. We have hats and T-shirts and mugs and all kinds of things. And it's amazing. Every dime that you spend on merch, and my books are there, for Rage to Responsibility, Scam, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide, and The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Vengeance. Amazing book, all of them, and I will sign them for you to whomever you like. And make a donation. We need your support. To Bond, rebuildingaman.com/donate, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or you can mail it in at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And you can hit that little code bar thing, right? QR bar.
QR code.
It's a QR. What is it?
QR code.
Yeah, hit the little QR code to support Bond. And I appreciate it. We got a lot of work to do, and a lot of you are helping because you're getting help. And even our enemy, you should help, even though you don't like us. You still help us. And that way, you can just continue to hate us. Amazing. Thank you in advance. And personal shout-outs, I do them for you. Birthdays, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-out. Shout-out to Joyce and Josh in Georgia. Whatever the shout-out is. Shout-out to the illegal alien on the way back home. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Amazing. Let me go to Shane out of, let's see here, Minnesota. Shane, happy Men's History Month. You're on the air.
Happy Men's History Month and Happy Female Monday.
Thank you.
All the men at the station where you work.
Right on.
So I had a quick question. I've had a couple of supernatural or kind of ghost experiences at the apartment I live in. What do you think that is? Like,
and what happened?
I've had those door stopper things. I've had a move out of nowhere to start vibrating. I've had bottles move. It's only been like three things that have happened. It doesn't make sense because there's been nobody around, no vibration, just boom.
And your question for me is what?
How should I interpret what that is?
I don't know. I know that, and as you were speaking, I was thinking about, I went, I was giving a talk up in Colorado, and I ended up staying at the what's that hotel called?
The Overlook.
The Shining.
Yeah, the Shining Hotel, the Overlook or something. Mm.
And in the room that they put me in, there were noises like that. I would close my eye. I got there late in this hotel way up in the hill somewhere.
Stanley Hotel?
The Shining Hotel.
But it's not called the Shining Hotel. Stanley Hotel.
It's wherever they
made
that movie in. And in the room, I say, I would, when the lights were out and I was, excuse me, about to go to sleep, I would hear noises. Sound like it was coming from the closet. And so I had them to take me out of that room. I'm like, uh-oh, I can't stay here. I had not heard of all this beforehand. And so I told the desk, front desk, that I hear sounds, noise, like, and they said, well, there's evil spirits in those rooms because people, I guess, I don't remember exactly what happened. I guess somebody murdered people in those rooms in that particular hotel. So it is possible to hear those things. So maybe, I don't know. I went there. I'm not there, so I don't know. Maybe somebody died in your apartment.
Right.
Or were murdered in there or something. Did you ask the owner?
No, I haven't. I don't even know if the property manager would know. I think it's a new person. They haven't been here since this building was built.
Right.
She's too young.
And so are you going to move out or are you going to stay there?
I'm going to move out eventually.
Are you afraid?
Working with the fund. I was a little startled, but I don't know if I'd say afraid. It's more confused.
How long has this been happening?
About 2 months.
Oh, yeah? Maybe you should just ask the new owner or the manager or somebody to see if they have any record of someone dying in there or not.
Yeah, I've wondered about that too. Or if I don't know if there's that thought where guardian angels or like past relatives visiting you. Not that I've seen any actual ghosts, but just the stuff moving around.
But if a guardian angel should visit you or family, they would be scaring you, right?
Right.
So I don't know what to tell you, Shane. So. Talk to the manager or are you working on yourself, overcoming the anger and all that?
Yeah, I've forgiven my father and my stepfather, my mom. I still got to kind of approach that. But
you haven't forgiven your mother yet?
No.
And why not?
Kind of like what one of the other callers said, don't want to upset her. Don't want to see her cry.
So you're going to live in hell because your mother may cry?
No, I can't live in this hell anymore.
I'm sorry? Come back to your phone.
I can't live in this hell anymore, so yeah, I got to deal with it.
What kind of sense does that make? I'm not going to go and forgive my mother because she may cry.
It doesn't make sense.
So who's
thinking out of feelings and all thoughts are evil?
So why are you listening? Did you by chance watch or hear the fellowship yesterday?
Oh, the bond. I listened to about half of it.
Did you hear me say that all thoughts are evil? They're wicked spirits in your mind, and they're not yours. You didn't create them. They're not yours, and that human beings cannot create thoughts. But you're listening to evil spirits. Why are you doing that?
Bad habit I had since I've been born, I guess.
The evil spirit telling you, don't go and forgive your mother. She may cry. Or don't go and forgive your mother. She done all she can do for you. Or don't go and forgive your mother for that. And you're listening to evil spirits. How will you ever overcome that? If you obey evil spirit for the rest of your life,
I won't be able to.
So do what you want. It's totally up to you, but I recommend you hurry and forgive your mother. And however she deal with it, that's on her, because most people love their anger. They love their misery. They love their tears, But they all those tears are about controlling you. That's why she would cry. She doesn't want to admit, yeah, you're right, I was wrong. And she doesn't want to let lose control over you, so she cries.
When she crying, she lying.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
All right. All right. God bless.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Happy Man's History Month.
Thank you. Happy Man's History Month, buddy.
Yeah. I'm calling about the BQ question.
What? How have you treated yourself all your life?
With judgment.
With judgment?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Meaning being in the imagination because of the evil, well, the false self, right? And that caused me to judge myself, and because of that, it's kind of a misery life that I've been living.
And why are you doing that?
Well, I understand it now. It's I'm just answering your question regarding how have I treated myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you for that. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Nice. A quick thing for you, Jesse.
Okay.
The you mentioned the show The Chosen last week.
Yes.
It's an amazing show, but I do agree with you with the it's a lot of emotions in that show. But if you can watch and not identify with the emotion,
yeah.
The message that Christ, when he came, was teaching, it's amazing, man.
That's exactly what I do. I listen to the message of Christ and all that emotional stuff. They got the women seeming stronger than the men. They got the men being weak and helpless. And they got Jesus so emotional, I don't even recognize him. He is more emotional than the human beings. And so,
yeah.
But I put all that to the side, and I just listen to his message.
Yeah, and I notice how they treat Christ and crucify him. It notices the same thing they're doing with Trump. Not that I'm comparing Trump to Christ. It's just like the experience that they're both having.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see.
And they call them both kings.
That is true. That is true.
Amazing. Thank you,
Jermaine. All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All
bye,
right. Bye now. It's horrible how human nature is so wicked and evil that it would take a movie like a series like The Chosen, and it would make it so worldly, so emotional. They got Jesus just emotional that they come, and the men are weak, and they make the women seem wise. It's my blow. I don't know if I seen one woman do anything wrong yet in the Jesus movie. Think about that. You ain't got a chance in this world. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to Ramir. Let's see here. Ramir, you are on the air. Happy Men's History Month.
Hey, happy Men's History Month, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
Nice. I agree with you with The Chosen, too. I watch that show all the time. And they made Jesus look pitiful. But, all right, so I do have a question for you.
All right.
All right, so my question is, when I'm observing a situation or a scenario, and I'm looking at it from different perspectives to get an overall look, are those thoughts from God or are those thoughts from the devil? Are those practical thoughts or not?
I don't know what you mean by looking at it from different perspectives. Give me an example of what you mean.
Okay, so like I would say an example would be like double standards, right? Some people go around, they look at things one way, one point of view. But when you like look at it at double standards, you're kind of looking at it from two different ways, right? And those two different ways kind of give you an overall judge. You can overall judge the scenario based off of that rather than looking at it one way, which I notice a lot of people look at it. It's basically, for example, an example I would use is, I can put another one on the spot. I can't think of one right at this moment. But just basically, you know how you have different, how people have different points of view when they're looking at, when a situation comes up, when you look at it from different perspectives, right? I'll give you one example, okay? Like, I want to settle once and for all the whole flat earth versus round earth theory, okay? Sorry. Okay, so for example, flat earthers think that the earth is flat, right? Round earthers think that the earth is round. But I think it's both. I don't think it's neither one nor the other.
You think the earth is flat and round?
Oh, it's both. Yeah, it's because it's perspective. The people that are on...
Why do you think the earth is flat and round?
Why do I think that? Well, because it's all perspective. The person...
What does that mean? What is he saying, Jay?
I'll give an example, okay? You know, if you were to grab, you know those huge beach balls that they throw in the concerts? Like the huge beach ball, right? If you were to put a little tiny ant on top of the beach ball, right? To the ant that's walking on the beach ball, to the ant, the beach ball is flat because he can't see that the ball is round. But us looking at it from outside, we can see that the earth is round. So it's two perspectives. You know, to the flat earther standing on the ground is flat to them.
So do you see things from two perspectives?
I look at it that way.
You do. You see things from two perspectives.
Well, no, it depends, the scenario. Not always. But
what is he saying, James? You don't know?
Let him finish.
Who?
I guess.
Go ahead.
Do you got anybody understand what I'm saying?
Or maybe he did finish. You finished then.
Did you finish?
Me? Basically, that's my question is, like, do you understand, like, when you put an ant on the beach ball, how the ant sees that it's flat, like, where the ant doesn't know that it's round? It's like the people on Earth, if they didn't know that the Earth was round, they're going to believe what they see, right? So to them, it's flat. I don't really even think the Earth is flat, to be honest, because we got mountains and hills and stuff, so I don't know where that...
Instead of getting into the flat Earth and round Earth thing, what's your question to me again?
All right, so my question is, when I look at things from different perspectives like that, it gives me an overall better understanding from how people are very simple-minded. They look at things from their side, right? So my question is, when you're looking at things from different perspectives to gain an overall understanding, right, are those thoughts from God, are those practical thoughts, or are those imagination thoughts? Because it's like
God doesn't look at things from two perspectives. He just sees,
right,
and that's it.
Right, he just sees, right. But wouldn't the, like... Like if a situation happens, like a car accident, right? And somebody comes to you and tells you the story of the car accident, that story is only one-sided. So you're only going to look at the car accident from their perspective. Now, if you see the car accident from both perspectives, right, that you get a more overall look from the driver and the one that got hit. When they come to you and explain to you what happened, you can see more clearly when you have both perspectives. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, Jay?
Yeah.
Explain it.
The person doesn't know what all happened and maybe misremembering it and maybe biasing it.
But what's the two perspective?
It's for gathering information.
But he said he's saying that he look at things from two perspectives.
Different perspective.
It can
be three.
Yeah.
It can be three perspectives or four. It all depends on the scenario. It all depends on the scenario, right?
So what's your question about it?
He's asking if that's practical.
No.
Right, right. It's not practical.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so you're saying that when if you can see like how God sees, you just see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So
there's no up or down, there's no left or right, there's no opinion. You just see the truth and that's it.
Right, but how would you be able to see the truth? Like if someone, like, just for an example, like the car accident, because I got in a car accident recently, that's just a good example for me.
But like, if you have a car accident, all you have are two different opinions. One person has one opinion about it, the other person has another opinion about it. It's just two opinions.
Right, so it wouldn't even be facts either, like what each of them are coming with. It. Like it would just be an opinion?
Yes.
Of the situation. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, very good. All right, that was my question. Thank
all right,
you, Jesse.
Buddy. Thank you.
All right, have all a good one.
Bye. All right. Super chat.
Super chats.
Anthony says, Chicago 2 Foot Lockers crash and grabs in 1 week. Really?
Wow, I didn't know about that.
And he says,
not surprised, though.
He says, okay, I hear a fire alarm going off in church. Put Nancy Pelosi in Marxist Smithsonian with the dinosaurs, he suggests.
I love that.
The Smithsonian Museums.
Thank you. Trump is going to clean up all that mess, I hear. They got all this mess about Black history, and then they got all this liberal mess about history. Trump, like, what the? And apparently, allegedly, according to reports, he's going to clean it all up.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Erasinius. Welcome, new JLP show member.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And pardon my butchering of your name.
Yeah.
Angband Art, love your enemy is the greatest advice I've ever heard, because only then could I realize what I love is my enemy, says Angband.
Amazing. Thank you.
Grooving Mastiff, 5 coffees, just wanted to say thank you. God bless you all.
And thank you for your support. I appreciate it. Thank you.
SA1112 gave some yen. Thank you.
Where there's a yen, there's a yang.
Yen, not yin.
Oh.
thank you. SA1112.
Yeah. Thank you, SA.
Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv. That one guy in church sounded like his devil was talking to Jesse in a very disrespectful way. And as always, Jesse handled him like a pro.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Yesterday, fellowship was really, check it out for yourself at rebuildingaman.com/church. Check it out. Thank you.
Very nice. Marcus, oh, Lord, not Derek, Lord, is in the word. Jesse's voice. This is Marcus G90.
It's in the word. In the beginning, that was the word. Where we got with the word. And it was in the word in the beginning. Thank you.
Modern gentleman, I don't believe in the Bible or in Jesus. Belief is just convincing yourself that a thought you have about something is true. I just know the truth, and that's enough. If you believe something, it's a thought, says he in response to the old biblical question.
Thank you. You believe in life after love. I can feel something inside myself. It really ain't good enough. No.
Pastor Chatelet with the Rumble Rant. Oh, we'll go get right back after this.
Hold on, Pastor Chatelet. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the faint news. One more hour to go.
He thinks the whole, like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have more. Most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead Black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right? I'm pretty right. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. This is the end of hour 2 already. of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out to the females. We love the females. It's also Men's History Month. Everybody loves Mondays, too. Happy Men's History Month. August 25th, 2025 AD. Heading into Hour 3, coming up right shortly here. All right, so hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now if you like. There is one line open, all right? While even I am presenting fake news, not fake news, you can call in and give your question or comment to the call screener man and your name and your town. Make sure you're on regular phone if you can be. All right. So after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, by the way, thehakereport.com, that's my show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor Baby. He's already set to go, American Anchor Baby. All right? Sweet. And podcast Church yesterday, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. It's available on audio podcast as well as the video platform archives wherever you like, YouTube, Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble. There is a Bond Rebuilding the Man Rumble. It's in the playlists section of that, but it's on, we stream it live on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble and other platforms, all right? Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports his residency in the Western United States deal with a dangerous heat wave. It's going to be like in mid-80s here. Hot. It's not that hot. Anyway, parts of California and Oregon are once again on fire. Thousands of residents ordered to evacuate Sunday in NorCal, Northern California's wine country, and Central Oregon, too. Oregon. As crews battle the flames, according to Cal Fire, the Picket Fire has charred about 10 square miles of Napa County. Despite efforts of more than 1,230 firefighters and 10 helicopters, the blaze is just 11% contained. In Oregon, the Flat Fire, burning in Deschutes? I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm not French, nor do I know any French, only a little bit. And Jefferson Counties, I think that's French, right, has grown to 29 square miles. They used to do acreage, but I don't know, understand acres either. Although firefighters were able to cut containment lines and managed to suppress some of the flames, their efforts were challenged by difficult terrain, low humidity, meaning it's dry conditions in the air, and triple-digit temperatures, like over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's not too cool. That's pretty warm. And Mississippi, the Mississippi Health Department has declared a public health, communist buzzword, public health, emergency over rising infant mortality rates. There were 9.7 deaths per 1,000 births. For every 1,000 births, 9.7 deaths. Wow, in Mississippi last year. I don't know if that's high. I'm just saying wow. The state health department reported that highest rate in more than a decade. Data from the CDC showed that the national infant mortality rate rose for the first time in 20 years in 2022, probably because we got rid of abortion, right? So more children born, more children dying, and other stuff. More than 60% higher than the national average. Since 2014, more than 3,500 babies in the state have died before the age of one. The Mississippi Department of Health's Declaration of Public Health Emergency in Response to Infant Mortality is a painful reminder, they call it, of the maternal and infant health crisis facing our nation. So says this woman, Cindy Rahman, R-A-H-M-A-N, March of Dimes president and CEO, stating in a statement, these losses should be a wake-up call to the nation, so-called nation. She added, whatever. At least they're not killing them on purpose, right? Anyway, Israeli strike hit the hospital. A hospital in southern Gaza. More than a dozen Palestinians were killed, according to CNN. According to the Nasser Medical Complex, including journalists, so-called, from multiple news outlets, many more people were injured in the attacks. So pray for the peace of Israel. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you. got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. How dare I get the phone out there for me, James? Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. The third hour is here already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy, for those who want to overcome the fallen state. You want to overcome, it's for you. It's not for those who don't want it, really. Know thyself. You want to know yourself? If you get to know yourself, you will overcome. The biblical question, how have you treated yourself all your life? How have you treated yourself all your life? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show by listening to JesseLeePeterson.com, by going to JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and running around doing whatever you're doing, anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. If you're white, everybody, they mama. If you're black, you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and then you can podcast the show as well. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's right. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. One quick thing. This illegal alien situation in my country is a mess. And it's not going to end. The great white hope, Donald Trump, the king, they call him king, the what manner of man is this? The world obeys him. The wind and the sea obeys him. He's not going to be able to clean it all up because there are too much underground help against him. people who are supporting the illegal aliens. Even the politicians. And they are doing it undercover and outright openly. And open doing it. They don't care. They just care about self. They want the vote. And then the other people, the non-representative who are vote, who are supporting it, they care about themselves too. It's about them. It's not about America. And they lying if they say it is. How do you help an illegal stay in a country that they crossed into illegally? And it's bad, folks. It's worse than you know. A good example is that this is from WDRB. A former clerk at a Kentucky driver's license branch said a co-worker sold illegal immigrants driver's licenses. They couldn't legally obtain. And they were charging $200 per license. Why is this from WDRB?
The state didn't want this out. Fraud inside Kentucky's transportation cabinet. Licenses issued without a driver's test.
It is an ongoing WDRB investigation, and tonight we hear from a whistleblower who says coworkers used her login to pull off this scheme.
I came into the office that day. My computer was shut down. I was told to go to the front door. Detectives came in, they interviewed me, that was it.
Mormon says she was fired 3 months after she sent this letter to the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, blowing the whistle that workers at the NEA Center licensing branch were selling driver's licenses under the table to people who never took the driver's test.
Undocumented workers.
How did it work? What was going on?
The undocumented workers would come into the office in groups. They would provide them either permits or driver's license illegally. So they were bypassed without even taking the test.
How much?
$200 a person.
Up to five times a day, she says.
Was this an everyday thing?
Almost, yes.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. Did you hear about this illegal alien that would drive one of those big semi-trucks? And according to report, and allegedly, he tried to make a turnaround, and there were people killed. They said that guy didn't even speak English, and he was illegal. And now he had, according to report, over a million people trying to support this guy. Don't deport him. He was just trying to take care of his family. Over a million people in my country. According to the report, this is saying $200 per life for the money. It's all about the money. According to the report, 1,500 illegals were sent through the driver's license branch. In 5 months. Why is this?
I first reported on the driver's license fraud investigation in April after getting my hands on one of the state's revocation letters. We learned the transportation cabinet sent more than 1,500 of them in 5 months, telling drivers their license was issued in error and must be returned or they could be criminally charged. At the time, state officials confirmed at least two terminations and ongoing state and federal investigations focused on the NEA Center in West Louisville and the E-Town license branch. But they denied all of our records requests, withholding 2,300 documents on the fraud. Mormon's story fills in the blanks.
I found out it may have been going on for a couple of years before it was found out.
We're told it wasn't as simple as people getting state-issued driver's license or permits without taking a test. She says two of her colleagues at the NEA Center approached her with a business venture, asking if she wanted to get in on the scheme. But a key to pulling off this scheme was making sure the required Homeland Security screening was never run.
I start getting these emails saying, are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this?
And that's where it unraveled. She says those workers were using her login, a password she says her bosses made her share, as all workers at the driver's license branch did not have their own. And Mormon was training to be a supervisor. You
know. Was it always undocumented workers?
Yes.
Every time?
Every time.
Amazing, huh? In my country is no longer tears of thee. And one last thing about this license, the former clerk was fired. Watch this.
Mormon says she wrote this letter with her boss on October 29th, and she spoke to detectives 3 months later. She was fired the same day.
Gut punch, yes. Very hard gut punch.
She was 2 years and 3 months onto the job. But she didn't technically work for the state. Mormon was a contractor for Quantum, a staffing agency that Kentucky hired to help fill positions in driver's license branches when they took licensing away from the county clerks.
Why would an employer punish and take retribution on an employee that reported this wrongdoing? Yeah.
Mormon's story, now the heart of a whistleblower lawsuit going after both the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
She should be a hero.
And Quantum Solutions.
There's a failure to supervise these employees. There were obviously no checks and balances.
Kentucky State Police is on it. There are serious concerns, and we'll hold anybody accountable if they violated the law.
That's basically all Governor Andy Beshear would say as we pressed on this case in April.
Well, the Transportation Cabinet has a deadline this week to respond in court on why it withheld every single document, 2,300 records from our request. We will keep you updated.
Amazing, huh? A hero, they say. Did you know that you're my hero? You're everything I ever wanted to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. Thank you. You are the wind beneath my wings. Did you know even a hero would be fired? Not the zeros, but the heroes. What a mess, huh? My country is gone. Jasmine is a first-time caller out of Brooklyn, New York. Jasmine, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Jasmine.
How are you?
All is well. How are you?
Taking it day by day.
There you go.
Taking it day by day. This is my first time doing this, so I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just relax. It's just Jesse.
My best friend put me on to you. My life is kind of in chaos right now.
It is? In what way?
I just got out of a narcissistic relationship and basically almost lost everything, and I'm about to be almost evicted out of my home.
What's a narcissistic relationship?
Somebody, I guess, he wanted to control me and thought me as some trophy, as a possession of his.
You were married to him?
No, we were just in a relationship for like 4.5 years.
Were you living together?
Not really. He had his own apartment.
Oh, so why are you getting thrown out of your place?
Because he helped. Like, when I was really down, I didn't ask for his help. I turned him down numerous times, but later on, I didn't realize, because I was madly in love with this guy. And I didn't realize till after that he was using all that to throw it up in my face later.
And what is madly in love?
I listened to everything. I didn't see the red flags.
Oh.
I didn't want to see it.
And do you blame him for that or you?
I blame myself.
Oh, okay, good. Because he's not to blame for your blindness.
No, sir. I blame myself.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm just trying to get everything, just trying to get myself back.
And what self are you trying to get back?
It's a good question. I don't know.
So how are you trying to get yourself back if you don't know who you're trying to get back?
Well, I know that I lost myself in this man.
And which self did you lose? Who are you?
my independency. I was so dependent on him all the time. I was dependent on his voice, his energy, everything. I depended on him. I was leaving my independence. I'm a strong, independent woman, and I've been like that since a little girl. So I lost that of me when I was with him.
And so what was strong? So were both of you narcissistic?
I never been called narcissistic.
But it sounded like you were narcissistic and he was.
I didn't know.
Is that true?
I'm not sure. I've never been called a narcissist.
And now that you're doing a little self-examination, were you narcissistic as well?
I'm unaware of that, if I am.
But now that you're thinking about it, what do you think?
I need to reevaluate myself.
And when you say that you were a strong, independent woman, what do you mean?
Meaning everything that I got on my own. I worked really hard to get everything that I got on my own without no man help.
And then why?
But God.
I'm sorry?
I said no man help, no physical man help, but God.
And so,
God helped me.
And so you gave up God for a man?
I feel like that.
How were you able to give up God for a man?
I stopped praying. I stopped having faith.
And so, and what condition are you in right now? What's your condition?
Not well. I'm not well. I'm just taking it day by day.
And so your question for me is what?
My question, it was more of a prayer. I needed a prayer for my son. He was laced with K2 and fentanyl 3 weeks ago, and his mind is lost.
His mind is lost?
Yes.
How old is he?
18.
And you say he was laced with it? What do you mean by that?
He was smoking marijuana with the wrong people and was laced with fentanyl and some type of fake K2 or something.
Oh, and now he's gone crazy?
He's not to himself right now. He was in a psych ward for 2 weeks, and they let him out Friday, but he's on too strong medication.
Oh, I see.
And I could tell when you talk to him, he's not my son.
And is he living with you?
He's with my father.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And so you want to pray for him?
Yes, I want my baby back. I want my son back.
But he's 18. He's not a baby anymore.
I know.
Why you call him baby? That's worse than the lace that he took. You say he took.
Yeah, I don't say it in front of him. I mean, to me, I know he's a grown man. He's a young man. He's 18. He just turned 18.
So why do you see him as your baby then?
I don't see him as a literal baby. I just see him. That's how much love I have for him. I didn't mean the word to come out as of that, but he's my son.
Oh, okay.
I love him as of that. I know he's not no baby, and I don't treat him like that.
Nice.
I treat him as a young man.
Right on. And so you want to pray for what? That what happens?
That he get back to himself. Like, he's like a little walking zombie right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely wish him well. My prayers are with him.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
You're totally welcome. And so what are you going to do with yourself?
Like I've been doing, just taking it day by day.
So you live in your own apartment?
Yes, sir.
And you still have a job?
No, I lost my job at the end of December. I'm looking for work.
Oh, okay. And the man is gone?
Yes.
And why did you break up with him?
Oh, we was arguing for almost every other day. We was arguing all the time. It became toxic.
How long were you with him before you broke up with him?
We was together for 4.5 years.
Why did you stay with him so long if you were angry, arguing all the time?
The arguing didn't come into maybe us being together 2.5 years, and it wasn't as bad as of this year. This year, it was just we could not get along. We couldn't even have a decent conversation.
So over the years, it started to get worse, and then it just got worse.
Yes.
And exactly. Why did you stay once it got worse? When it first started getting worse, why did you stay with him?
Because I have a thing about me with loyalty, and I couldn't. Loyalty, I didn't want to let him go.
Why not?
I cared. I loved him. I had sympathy for him.
And why did you have all that for him?
That's a question I don't know.
And why do you think you had love for him?
I thought he loved me.
So it wasn't about you loving him. You thought he loved you.
Yes.
And why did you think he loved you?
Because the things he did, he showed that he cared at times.
And why do you call that love?
Because I don't know what real love is.
Right.
So in my eyes, I thought it was love.
And now do you still think it was love?
Not at all.
And do you think you loved him?
I thought I did.
And do you still think you loved him?
No.
And why not? Why do you think you didn't? Now you know, why do you think you did not love him when you thought you did?
I guess it's the feeling, how I feel now, like he never existed.
Love is not a feeling. And love don't fight.
I'm learning.
Learning what?
I said I'm learning. I never heard that before.
Yeah. When you're in a relationship, it happens by itself. There's nothing you need to do to make it happen. If you have to do anything to try to make a relationship work, then it's not meant to be. You can't make a relationship work. Either work naturally without your help, or it doesn't work at all.
Oh, yeah. So it just didn't work at all?
Because it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't love. It wasn't anything but hate. It was just thrills. A good feeling thrill and a bad feeling thrill and a good feeling thrill. It was never love. Who are you?
Jasmine?
What?
Jasmine?
That's your name, but who are you?
I don't know.
You don't know who you are?
No, I'm trying to figure that out now.
And so how do you, what is it like living not knowing who you are?
Not really living life. I'm just surviving.
Right. Why don't you start living?
That was
a question. Why don't you start living?
I I don't know. I'm not in a good headspace
right now. Do you want to start living?
Yes, I want to start living before it's too late.
You got to start living by knowing yourself, by knowing who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions, the good, so-called good one or bad one. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not your name. You're not your experiences or anything. You got to know yourself. And once you know that you're not those things, the real you will appear and you will have a perfect life. But you don't know who you're not. And you think you're all the things that you think you are, and it's just bringing hell upon you.
Yes, it is.
Have you forgiven your mother for doing this to you?
Nope.
Why not?
I'm not good at that part of forgiving.
Why not?
It's never been a strong suit of mine.
And why not?
I don't even know.
How would God forgive you when you're unwilling to forgive others?
He won't.
And so how do you expect to ever have peace then? Because peace only comes from God if you're unwilling to forgive others.
How do I get past that?
By forgiving your mother, realizing you're wrong for resenting her. She could not help herself. Her mother screwed her up.
She didn't even raise me.
And why
she
not?
She gave me away.
Your mother gave you away?
Yes, my father raised me.
And why did she give you away?
I don't know. She never came and found me and told me.
And do you know where she's located now?
No, about 10 years back when I did find her on the internet, she was murdered.
Oh, so she dead?
Yes.
And when you ask your father, why did she give you away, what does he say?
He said that she couldn't get off drugs.
Oh, I was going to ask you, was she on drugs? And knowing that, are you able to forgive her?
No.
And why not?
Because my father was on drugs, too, and he got off. So I seen it as an excuse.
And so why can't you forgive her? Because
why
some people
I?
Get off, others don't. Because she couldn't help herself. She was angry. She was out of control. She was looking for love. And she was looking in all the wrong places because she resented her mother and was yearning for her father. She couldn't help herself. Just like you can't help yourself. See how lost you are? You can't help that, right?
No.
Your mother couldn't help herself either. And who are you to hold that against her? Hold on a minute, all right? Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. I got to take a great rate. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pure.net. Back in a moment.
Say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And then after the Hake Report, the American anchor baby, flying high, a real pilot. No accidents here. No DEI drivers. Those programs?
Yep, DEI.
When you don't have to be qualified if you're a woman or black or whatever.
Or an anchor baby.
Is it called DEI?
Yes.
No DEI. Amazing, huh? From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And thank you all for your support. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. And I do appreciate it. Let me go back to Jasmine. Jasmine, do you spell your name J-A-S-M-I-N-E?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So, Jasmine, how do you expect God to forgive you when you're unwilling to forgive others?
I never really thought about it.
Why not?
I don't know, honestly. I just never really thought about it.
Oh, okay. You got to forgive your mother. She couldn't help herself. And you should be grateful that she gave you to your father instead of just keeping you, and then you would have ended up, if she was on drugs, as you said, you would have ended up in a worse situation. Why aren't you grateful that she loved you enough to give you to your father?
Yes, I am grateful.
But you're not. You're mad at her.
I'm mad at the point that I didn't grow up with a mom. I had a really, really bad childhood.
In what way was it bad?
Bad to the point I was raped and molested growing up.
Oh, I see. Well, you need to forgive the molesters as rapists as well.
I never thought about even never forgiving them.
Yeah. How would God forgive you if you don't forgive them? And how will you ever go free? Get over it if you don't forgive. What other choice do you have? You want to stay in hatred?
No.
Who are you that you're so judgmental of everybody?
I'm not judgmental.
Hatred is, unforgiveness is judgmental. You're playing God. You're judging.
Yeah, but I'm
just trying to, I'm not meaning to judge them.
But
it
you
just
are.
Was done to me, of course, I feel a certain way.
But then stop judging. You won't feel any way about it. You will understand because your body will heal, but your spirit won't heal until you forgive. Those people that did that, they have problems too. They couldn't help it. Something happened to them and they're angry.
Yeah.
God cannot help you until you admit you're wrong for playing God. And you play God by judging yourself and other people. That's why you end up in one situation after another. You can't see what you're getting into.
I agree.
So you got to forgive your earthly father. He had problems too, it sounds like. And you got to forgive your mother. She had problems. They can't help themselves. And people who you say, I guess, have sex with you, you got to forgive them as well. So you could be free. Otherwise, you're going to keep repeating the same old thing over and over again because you can't see. And God is not with you. Satan is your God. Anyone that has anger, resentment, unforgiveness are children of Satan, not of God.
I never looked at it that way.
I understand. But that's why you're suffering. You're separated from God. You cannot be one with God and have any bit of anger at all. Because that's why he said before you can enter into the kingdom, into perfect peace within yourself, you must first go and forgive.
It's something I will work on.
Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 40.
Here's what I recommend. Realize that your father and your mother couldn't help themselves. They were angry. They didn't get love from their parents. They was angry. So in that state of anger, as you are, they couldn't see, so they couldn't help you in the right way because they couldn't see. They had their own problems. And forgive them by realizing that they were wrong, but they couldn't help themselves. They did the best they can do, and then God will forgive you. And your whole life will start to change. It will become bright instead of dark. And I want you to know that you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. And none of those are good. They're all evil. The good feelings and the bad feelings are evil. So, are you doing the silent prayer yet?
Yes, I actually did it yesterday morning.
What'd you think about it?
It was my first time doing it, and I couldn't sit through the whole prayer, but I sat through half of it, and I liked it a lot. I just couldn't feel it at that moment.
Right. There's no feelings. You want to sit, and the light of God will show you that you're not your thoughts. They're all thoughts, all of them are wicked. They're evil. They're not your own. You don't create thoughts. You don't come up with your own ideas. They're all from Satan. They're all wicked spirits. So do the silent prayer so you can practice staying present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or about the future or any of that, and just live in the present, and it will work by itself. Because
okay.
In the present is where God is located. Life is there. And all you have to do is live if you stay present. Stay, instead of living in the future or the past, which are all illusions. And whatever that man did, forgive him too. It's not his fault that you let. He got his own issues. And it's not his fault that you were messed up and you let him screw up your life or whatever he did. you were screwed up when he met you, and he was screwed up when you met him, and two devils came together and screwed each other's life up.
I agree.
So forgive that man so you can live. Otherwise, you're going to repeat the same thing with another man.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
It makes plenty of sense.
So it's time for you to start working on you and stop blaming others and work on you so you can overcome the darkness of your imagination, your thoughts, and your ideas.
Okay.
Because it's being passed on from generation to generation. Look, your parents are on drugs. Now your son on drugs. And it just goes on from generation to generation until somebody finally say, you know what? It stopped with me. I'm going to stop being angry. I'm going to stop judging. I'm going to be of love, which is of God, not of your love, but his love.
Right.
So you got to work on yourself.
I know that.
So do the silent prayer. Forgive both parents. Don't hold anything against yourself because you couldn't see what was going on at the time. And just right now is a brand new day, a brand new now, a brand new moment for you right now, right?
Yes.
Any questions about anything?
No. I have a lot to think about.
Does it make sense what we've talked about?
It made plenty sense. It put a new light and a new perspective in my head to look at.
Right
that
on.
I never was talking to before.
Right on. So forget about all the stuff that has happened and work on overcoming those thoughts and feelings. Stay present by doing the silent prayer, all right?
I will. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. There's one line open. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Derek, our coon friend, needs to go to college and study the science known as textual criticism. He's making a lot of assumptions, repeat parroting things he's heard. We all been there, says Chatelet.
Assumption. And Derek did go to college.
Maybe that's the issue. So but did he do textual? Did he study the science known as textual criticism?
Well, you said Derek talking to me about you. So what, Derek? Yeah. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Pastor Shetterly doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, what Derek telling me.
Says Derek. Eugene, with
thank you.
Five coffees from Eugene. Thank you for speaking the truth.
Thank you. And thank for your support. Thank you.
Bond JLP Cash App. Anthony says, on fire alarm, something wrong with the blacks. Beep, beep. He says,
what's wrong with the blacks? Not all, but most. Thank you.
Lamiron. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Lamiron. If America were to take control of inner cities and get rid of illegals, we would probably have murder rates compatible to Nordic countries pre-Muslim invasions.
Yep. Amazing. Thank mm-hmm. you. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, but thank you. You're right about that.
John, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
Caledonian Elixir.
Caledonia.
I went on his show the other week.
That's a
weeks
guy?
Ago. Yep.
There was I grew up in Alabama with a girl. One of my girlfriend's sister's name was Caledonia.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she Scottish?
She was black.
Was she Scottish-owned black?
No, she was black-owned.
Were her ancestors Scottish owned? Anyway, because
no,
it's
Alabama. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
He says, what the? No ice in the UK. He wants ice in the UK.
If ever we need ice all over the world, we need them now.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Greenwald, I love you, Jesse, with a diamond.
Thank you. I love you back. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut bought a coffee. I believe a wife should always be a little afraid of her husband. Do you agree or disagree?
Totally disagree.
Totally disagree.
Why should you be afraid of him? You just shouldn't be angry at him. Don't be resentful or angry. fear is not of God. God doesn't want you to fear your husband. He wants you to love your husband. And if you have fear, you don't have love. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, the proper respect is real. Fear is fake.
Right. Yes. Amazing. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie, from Connecticut, Eric's wife. Charles, hey, Jesse, you and others have misdefined the term Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is simply the three pillars of Christianity: God, His Son, and the Teacher, which is the Holy Spirit. This is by no means intended to be translated into Jesus, the Son, being God. You're welcome, says Charles.
Three pillar of what?
Three pillars of Christianity: God, His Son, and the Teacher. And they're not meant to all be God. It's just God being is God.
Oh, and what's
as
a pillar?
Is what Charles is saying. Pillar?
Yeah, what's that?
Beats me. It's with the things that Samson pushed over and brought the temple down on the Philistines when he was blind.
That's what a pillar is?
God gave him his strength back.
That's a pillow?
Yeah, a pillar holds things up.
It's
the three pillars that hold up Christianity.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, though. I don't understand it, but thank you.
Nice. Daniel says, you look into the Raja Jackson situation, Jesse. A tip from a news tip on X.
Who is the Raja Jackson?
Son of a Rampage Jackson, who's got in some trouble, got in a nasty fight.
Oh, I saw that.
Beat somebody down or something.
This guy, they looked like they was in a fighting ring.
Yeah, but that guy shouldn't, Raja, I guess, should not have been in that ring.
Right. Yeah. It seemed that way. And he really beat up a white, what appeared to be a white man.
Yeah, some unnecessary roughness there.
And he was so angry that even when the other guys, according to all the reporting, I don't know if it was fake or real, because it could have been fake. Don't they fake fight like that?
Yeah, but I think he's been charged with assault or something, so I don't think that it was completely fake. LAPD investigating the incident.
One thing I noticed about, because Raja was black, right?
Yeah, Raja's black.
One thing I noticed about black people, when they attack white people, it's a beat down. It's like, it ain't playing. They hate them so bad, it's a beat down. I saw a white woman getting attacked by a black girl, and she had pulled this woman down and threw her down on the floor and stomped her and kicking her. And the white people just seemed so helpless. Even the white man who were trying to pull the black girl off her, couldn't even handle it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the whites?
Terrible.
And black people do beat downs of white people. They hate them so much.
A mess.
The white people always seem so helpless. What a mess!
It's not right.
What's wrong with the white? They don't have any strength. They can't even protect themselves in a physical way either.
Some of them can, but a lot of them won't.
This white woman down on the floor looking at this woman just beating her, and then the woman, people trying to pull the black woman off, and then the black saw her over there on that floor still when she fought off the other people, and she saw that white woman just looking, and she went over there and stomped that white woman.
Crazy. You know, that I was listening to your Best of the Week, and that guy, the Brazilian PhD student, whatever the guy was, who got beat up at the midnight showing of the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
By those black kids. He said he didn't fight back. He just put his face against the wall and covered his head to protect himself. But he still got a black eye, and they just beat him. And it took the police 30 minutes to show up. And his girlfriend or whoever had to find a cleaning lady who had to go and find a security guard. It was a mess.
Why don't white people fight back?
We're taught not to fight, I think. I don't know what the whole reason is. But in many cases, you don't fight type of from childhood.
Amazing. Thank
you. And then,
of
course, there's the brainwashing about the racism.
Yeah, I saw that, but I don't know what was going on. Thank you.
Thank you for the news tip.
Yeah.
William, women can't forgive dead mother victimhood. Sad.
What?
Referring, I think, to Jasmine, the woman who couldn't forgive her dead mother, or wouldn't at first.
Well, it sounded like she didn't know.
Yeah.
She just didn't know. And a lot of people don't know that they need to forgive.
When you compare one to another, like, you should be able to do better because her father overcame the drugs.
No, that's not the way it is.
I know, but that's how people justify judging.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Gregatron, today is my birthday. For my birthday, I'm going to listen to the great Black Hope and his little network and go to work. I'm 33, like Jesus. Birthday cake, party, smiley, party horn, red balloon, gift, heart, and more party Ferris wheel thingy, spinning thing. Nice.
Well, happy birthday. What the? You born on Men's History Month. During Men's History Month. What the? Enjoy your birthday.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to Greenwald, Games for Rec, Potleaf, 555-555-565, and the rest of those DLive supporters.
Shout out.
And a few more coffees, or several. Charlotte. Oh, thank you, Charlotte. Roy says, Karen Bass.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Is as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Do you remember when the reporter was attempting to ask her questions? She came back from a party to address the wildfires. Pure silence because she didn't have a script. They're all fakers, all grievance, all the time, with no policy positions of their own.
I noticed that, and you're right, and I noticed that in all the other cities or states where blacks are controlling it, it's just a mess. Ain't nothing good about those places. Whether it's the black male or the black female, it's just a mess. Karen Bass is one of them. She is like, as you said, empty shell, has no clue. Thank you.
Thank you. Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Eric, anyone who suffers in a narcissistic relationship with themselves, you can't suffer unless you identify with your ego. Be still and know. Very nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Elizabeth, 5-3 coffees. Hola, Jesse. Dímelo, qué lo qué.
Sí.
Men and women, stop losing consciousness by choosing fake thrills. Do the silent prayer. It works.
Yeah.
Inner work is hard, so don't lose yourself in temporary pleasures. Keep doing the silent prayer. Accept and embrace God's light.
Good advice. Right on. Thank you.
Bendiciones to you and your team.
Thank you. Bendiciones back. I got to stop their hate.
We'll read more later, guys.
Yeah, wow, I'm looking at this clock here. Let me go quickly to Jackson out of Ohio. Jackson, you are on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
Hey, how Jackson.
Nice talking to you again. I had called in last week, I believe. And I just want to talk to you about like kind of the changes I've noticed from your input. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, right on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, like I noticed, you know, I kept wanting to forgive my parents, like wanting through the ego, really.
Yeah.
And I would do it out of it, not really out of my heart. And so we'd continue fighting. And also I live with my parents. Not anymore. That was a big thing.
How old are you?
I left my 21.
So you don't live with them anymore?
As of 3 days ago,
right.
I told them I'm leaving. I need to grow as a man. So I was like, no, I got to go.
What did they say when you told them you were leaving?
They told me they fought at first. They said, you know, we're your parents. We don't want to see you leave.
what? Nah.
You know, the typical, you know, but through that, I realized that the day I left, great things started happening. I realized things about myself. And they had even this is where it became crazy. They had called the cops on me for even leaving the house.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, you said they, the father and the mother?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yep. And
what happened? What happened when the cops showed up?
Oh, so I was walking. I've been living at a campus pretty much. I don't go here.
Right.
At the campus I'm currently at, but I have people that I've just met on the that are willing to house me and show me love. And I was going out, and they had come up to me as I was coming out of a building, and they took their arms on me and said, "You're not okay, and you need to come back home, and we're calling the police on you."
Are you something wrong with you or something? Why are they treating you that way?
In the past, yes, there was a lot wrong with me.
Like what, for example?
Mental issues.
Oh, you were mental at one time?
What's that?
You were mental at one time?
Yes.
What did...
Always in my... Yeah, sorry.
Always what?
always tripping out, always depressed, always getting angry at people. Not forgiving pretty much, but not actually doing it genuinely.
Right.
But once that happened, I already knew everything would have been good. I had no worries about it. I knew I've been working on having no thoughts, pretty much not identifying with them. And
yeah.
In that moment, I didn't have any fear. And that's when it started to click that now I don't have any fear about anything. And only great things have been happening now.
Do you know what, Dash? Like if call sometime, we're going to get cut. Are you able to call me back tomorrow? And I'll take your call as soon as you call in?
Yeah.
Call me back tomorrow. We'll pick up on this, all right?
Okay.
I wish you well, man. Huh?
What time will that be?
Ohio? We're on from 6 to 9 Pacific time.
Okay.
So we're like two hours behind you, I believe.
Okay. All right.
All right, buddy.
I will do that.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
I am so out of time. The hate report is coming up now, and then the American Anchor. The American Anchor Baby after the hate report. Folks, your life could be much better if you overcome thoughts. Those thoughts are wicked. There's nothing, no such thing as a good thought or your thought. You have never created one. You got to forgive. You can be free. Don't let anyone tell you that anger is good. They lie to you. They hate you if they tell you that. They want you in hell with them. Forgive. Drop the anger. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Do the prayer so you can stay present. And everything will just work for you. I am out of time. Thank you for your support. We will finish up the super chat that we didn't get to tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creature arrives. Josh out of Oklahoma. Brady out of Arizona. Isaac out of Minnesota. And the caller just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. Jay, you want to get those three in that we missed?
Let's get a few in here.
Yeah.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Sion, Josh from Georgia never told you guys. I said, hi? What a beta male. Anyway, Jesse, this country's failure is because whites didn't seem to have some type of mental problems now. Not all but the drugs got their kids in the school system is all liberal. How can they save their country?
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. No, he forgot to tell us, I guess. Shout out to Josh.
We'll have to read the rest of these later. Thank you, Mike Young, and the rest of them, Cornerstone.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thanks for your support. Hate is coming up. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.